弟兄姐妹，复活节快乐。
Brothers and sisters, happy Easter.
基督已经复活了。
Christ has risen indeed.
这是一个大好的消息。
This is a great joyful news.
虽然美国的疫情仍在蔓延之中。
Even though in the United States, the pandemic is still growing.
每天死亡的人数呢，也在不断的攀升。
And then the death rate has been increasing as well.
像我们大家啊，是依然被困在家里，我们都期待。
We're all confined in our house.
我们就期待着疫情可以早一点过去。
We all hope that the pandemic will disappear pretty shortly.
但是这一切仍然不能够掩盖基督复活的好消息。
But all these cannot cover up the great news of Jesus' resurrection.
三个月前，没有人可以想到我们今天会以这样的方式来庆祝复活节。
No one could have imagined 3 months ago that today we would celebrate Resurrection Sunday in this manner.
虽然我们庆祝复活节的方式不同了。
Even though the way we celebrate is different.
复活节的意义却没有改变。
But the meaning of Resurrection Sunday has not changed.
反而耶稣基督复活的这个事实比任何的时候都更加的真切。
On the contrary, the fact that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead and he is resurrected is even more real and closer to home nowadays.
而且这个好消息比任何的时候对于我们来说都更加的有需要。
And this good news is even more necessary for all of us at this time.
复活的盼望呢，也应该真实的体现在我们的信仰生活之中。
And then the hope of resurrection should be realized in our true faith in the Lord.
在这短短的两三个月的疫情当中啊，
during these 2 or 3 months during the pandemic,
那整个世界都被这个病毒的发展而完全的几乎是瘫痪了。
The whole world is almost collapsed because of the spread of this pandemic.
这个时候我们也看见了这个人生啊的百态。
And this time we can see the many facets of life.
那我们看到有些人呢是见利忘义的。
Some people, forget being a righteous person just for the sake of making a profit.
那也有人谋财害命的。
And some people would murder to gain something.
但是我们看到更多的人呢是捐钱捐物自愿的献身。
But we see more people who would donate money and materials and even giving up their own lives.
我们读到很多这样可歌可泣的故事。
So we have read many, many of these wonderful stories.
包括很多现在在美国的医护人员他们自愿前去纽约啊，这个最危险的地方去服侍。
Including many retired medical staff volunteer themselves to go to New York to help people.
那最近看到一个报道说意大利的一个牧师，那么他是72岁，他得了这个新冠的肺炎。
And recently I read a report about a pastor in Italy who has contracted the illness.
那么他所住的这个教区呢，他们的人都很非常的爱慕这个牧师。
And he is very much loved by the people in his parish.
所以说好不容易为他找了一个呼吸器，希望可以挽救他的生命。
So they went to a great length to find a ventilator for him so they can keep him alive.
但是这个牧师后来决定，他觉得他不要使用这个呼吸器。
But then the pastor decided that he would not use this ventilator.
他把这个呼吸器让给比他更年轻的人去使用。
He let a younger person to use that ventilator instead of himself.
因为别人可能有更好的机会可以存活下来。
Because he thinks the other person may have a better chance of surviving.
那当然，几天之后，这位牧师就因为新冠肺炎而去世了。
So a few days later, this pastor passed away because of the coronavirus.
那他为什么可以这样做？
Why could he have done this?
这就是因为基督那复活的盼望。
Because he has a hope of a resurrection from Christ.
其实我们每一个人都可以活出这样的盼望。
And actually, every one of Every one of us can live out this hope.
那么在去年的复活节的时候，我们一起来思考了有关基督复活的真实和可靠。
Last year during Easter Sunday, I shared a message about the reality and the dependability of Christ's resurrection.
那么今天呢，我们一起来看信徒的复活有什么样的特点。
And today we will look at together what is a special feature of the believer's resurrection.
我们首先来看看圣经记载了哪些的复活啊。
First of all, let us take a look at biblical account of resurrection stories.
那么复活是一个不可多得的神迹。
We know that resurrection is a very rare miracle.
圣经记载复活的神迹呢，并不是很多。
The Bible did not record many of these events.
那么在旧约当中呢，先知以利亚，就曾经使寡妇的儿子从死里复活。
We know in the Old Testament, the prophet Elijah has raised a widow's son from death.
那么在新约当中呢，耶稣也曾经救活了一个寡妇的儿子。
And in the New Testament, Jesus also raised a widow's son from death.
那么更著名的一个复活是在这个约翰福音十一章记载的拉撒路的复活。
And the more important one is recorded in John chapter 11 about Lazarus raising from the dead.
那么拉撒路已经死了，已经被埋葬好多天了。
Lazarus has passed away and he was buried for a few days.
但耶稣可以使他从死里面活过来。
But Jesus was able to raise him from the dead.
所以在耶稣所有行的神迹当中，这是一个非常著名的神迹。
So in, among all the miracles, this was a very famous one.
因为这个标志着说他有弥撒亚的权柄。
Because it signified that Jesus has the power, the authority of the Messiah.
当然在圣经里面所有的最重要的这个神迹当中，这个复活是一个耶稣基督从死里复活是最重要的一个神迹。
Of course, among all the miracles, the resurrection of Jesus is the most important one.
因为这个神迹跟其他的复活呢是没有办法相提并论的。
Because Jesus' resurrection is not comparable to any other miracle.
其他的复活呢乃是活过来而已。
All the other resurrections, they came back alive.
那你不过是多活些日子。
And they lived a few days longer.
那么最终还是要死的。
But eventually they all died again.
但耶稣基督的复活是一种革命性的复活。
But the resurrection of Jesus is revolutionary.
因为耶稣被赋予的身体是跟以前完全不同的。
Because Jesus given a new body that is totally different from before.
这样的身体是不会再死亡的。
This body will not die again.
那么信徒将来复活呢，我们正是有这样的身体。
And the believer's resurrection will be like that.
那接下来我们就思考，那么信徒复活的这个身体到底有些什么样的特点呢？
So next we will consider what are some special features of believer's resurrected body.
所以我们从圣经就知道复活呢是一种超自然的能力。
From the Bible, we know that to be resurrected is something supernatural.
一个人从死里可以活过来，这个只有上帝有这个能力可以做得到。
Only God has the ability to raise someone from the dead.
而且上帝应许他的儿女将基督再来的日子。
And God has promised his children that when Jesus comes back again,
所有的信徒都将会拥有基督一般的、一样的那个复活的身体。
All the believers will have bodies just like Jesus' resurrected body.
我不知道大家有没有看过一个电影啊，在美国叫做《宠物坟场》。
I don't know if you've seen a movie in the United States called the Pet Cemetery.
那在这个电影里面呢，就讲到一个小男孩，他就试图想把他过世的母亲能够从死里复活出来。
In this movie, it talked about a boy who attempted to raise his mother from the dead.
但是他就采取了当地印第安人的一些个巫术，那么他的母亲真的复活了。
So he used some witchcraft on the Indians, and his mother did come back alive.
不过当他看到他母亲的时候，他被吓得不得了啊。
But when he saw his mother, he was totally frightened.
那个根本不是他以前所认识的那个母亲。
Because the person who came back alive wasn't the mother that he used to know.
所以我们知道，这个复活的能力，只有从神来的才是真正的复活。
So we know the power from the dead. Only God has such power.
那么这样的复活的身体到底有什么样的特征呢？
So what are some special features of this resurrected body?
所以我们从圣经里大概看到，我们将来有复活的身体大概有七种特性。
So from the Bible, we can see seven special features of this resurrected body.
首先这个复活的身体呢，是实实在在的身体。
First, it is a real body.
Yeah, 耶稣的十二个门徒之一啊，多马就曾经触摸过耶稣的身体。
Thomas, one of the 12 disciples, has touched Jesus' resurrected body.
所以当耶稣复活的时候，别的门徒都看见过了。
And then when Jesus resurrected from the dead, all the disciples witnessed it happen.
当多马那天没有在场，他说他不相信这个事情。
And when Jesus appeared to the disciples, Thomas wasn't there, so he said he didn't believe.
他说我只有摸到他的钉痕的手，我才相信。
Yeah, only by touching his pierced hand would I believe.
那么结果当耶稣再一次显现的时候，那么他真实见到
了。So when Jesus appeared again, Thomas saw Jesus.
不单是多马，其他的门徒也见证了耶稣复活的身体。
Not only Thomas, the other disciples also witnessed Jesus' resurrected body.
所以我们将来复活的身体虽然与现在的身体不同啊，但是我们仍然可以认出这个身体啊，仍然是有这个我们人的原有的特性。
So even though our resurrected body will be different from our current body, people can still identify who you are.
所以因此复活的身体啊，不是一个虚幻的。
So the resurrected body is not a phantom-like.
乃是确实的、可见的、触摸得到的，而且是可以分辨。
But it's real, it's visible, it's touchable, and it's identifiable.
那么第二点呢，这个复活的特点就是复活的身体具备有一些新的能力。
And secondly, the resurrected body has new power.
那么新的身体与我们现在的身体呢，有很多相似的地方。
There are similarities between the resurrected body, the new body, and our old body.
因为我们知道耶稣复活之后，他依然可以吃饼，依然可以吃。
Because we know when Jesus resurrected, he could still eat the bread and eat the fish.
但是这个新的身体呢，啊，这个有一些能力是我们现在所没有的。
But his new body had some capabilities that we didn't have right now.
那就像耶稣呢，可以穿墙而入。
For example, he could pass through a wall.
那么也可以突然间消失。
And he could disappear instantaneously.
所以我们可以想象啊，我们以后将来住的房子啊，都不需要有门了，只要有窗户就够了。
So we can imagine that the house we'll be living in, we don't have to have a door, just have windows will be enough.
弟兄姐妹，是不是非常的美妙？
Is that very wonderful?
但是我们现在啊，对这个事情认识的还是非常的有限啊。
But our knowledge about that is still very limited right now.
我相信当基督再来啊，我们真的经历那复活的时候，我们会有更多的惊喜。
I believe that when Jesus returns and we are resurrected, we will have more surprises.
那么第三点呢，我们就复活的身体呢，不再是软弱的和易受伤害。
And thirdly, our resurrected body will not be weak and easily damaged.
我们的身体啊，现在是非常容易受到伤害啊。
Our body right now can be injured very easily.
那么我们身体很多的地方受伤之后呢，都这个身体本身有自愈的能力哈。
And when we get injured, our body has a self-healing power.
但是有的时候我们受了伤啊，是不可能百分之百的恢复的。
But sometimes when we are injured, we cannot recover 100%.
有的时候我们就会落下残疾啊，像我的手哈。
Sometimes we will have certain kind of a handicap, just like my left hand.
但是将来的身体却是不是这样子。
But our future body will not be this way.
将来的身体是强壮的，是不会朽坏的。
It will be strong, it will be incorruptible.
你看，现今我们的生活啊，我们每天要花好多的时间来照顾我们的身体。
Right now, we have to spend a lot of time and energy to take care of our body right now.
尤其是在美国呀，非常实行这个 bodybuilder 哈。
Especially in the States, you know, the bodybuilding is very popular.
对，我们要保护好自己的身体哈。
So we need to protect our body.
这个身体只有这一个，没有替换的哈。
We only have this one body and it cannot be replaced.
如果身体如果垮掉了，我们就一事无成。
If our body fails, there's nothing we can do.
那么，这就不像我们将来的身体，我们将来的身体，我们就没有这个担心，也没有这个忧虑。
But our future body will not be like this. We will have no worry, we will have no danger.
那大家可能想象一下，大家如果看过那个电影叫《终结者》的哈。
So if you have seen the movie Terminator,
那么里边那个有个机器人，就是他的身体是什么？是可以随便变形的，是不是
？And that robot can change its form.
那么有这个刀刺进他身体，他也没事的。
So when he is pierced by a knife, you know, there's he doesn't.
那有子弹打进他的身体，他也没事的。
And when a bullet got in his body, he's fine.
弟兄姐妹，我们将来的身体比那个要更好。
Our future body will be even better than that.
那第四个特点就讲到复活的身体啊，是类似天使的身体。
Fourthly, our resurrected body will be like the angels.
它不会死亡，也不会败坏。
It will not die, it will not corrupt.
因为耶稣说，将来的人呢，既不娶也不嫁。
Jesus said, in the future, people not marry or given in marriage.
而且不会死亡。
And they will not die.
所以启示录就记载呢，将来会有生命河的水和有生命树的叶子。
And then in the book of Revelation, it records that there will be a river of life and a tree of life.
那么这些呢都有医治的功能哈。
They have healing powers.
我们不用担心身体会生病。
So we don't have to worry that our body will get sick.
甚至到一个卧床不起的地步。
Even to the point where we have to lying there.
因为我们不会有健康的问题。
Because we have no health problems.
这些事是要在我们现今这个时代我们根本没有办法想象。
So these things, you know, we cannot even imagine where we are right now.
那第五个特点的话呢，就是复活的身体啊，是由不同材料组成的。
And fifthly, our resurrected body is composed of different material.
大家都知道亚当的身体是由什么材料组成的。
So everybody knows what is the material of Adam's body.
因为创世纪告诉我们是由尘土，那么上帝用尘土造了亚当。
Genesis tells us that God made Adam's body from the dust.
所以当亚当犯罪之后，神就说你既是由尘土造的，那么最后你要归于尘土。
So when Adam sinned, God said, from dust you came, and from dust you return, and to dust you return.
但是我们将来复活的身体啊，可不是这个材料制成的了。
But our resurrected body will not be made of this material.
那个材料是什么样的材料呢？
And what is that material?
圣经告诉我们，那个是从天上来的材料。
The Bible tells us it's a material from heaven.
对。这个材料不同啊，就决定了我们身体的本性也是截然不同的。
So with different material, it decides that our function and our nature of our body will be different.
对于尘土啊，我们是非常的了解了。
We understand a lot about the dust.
但是对于人类的身体呢，我们即使是现在在医学非常发达的情况下，我们只能说略知一二。
But for our human body, even with all the advancement in scientific research, we can only say that we know just a little bit.
那么对于我们将来未来的这个身体，我们现在可以说是一无所知。
As for our future body, we can say that we know nothing about it.
Yeah. 那么第七个特点，关于复活的这个身体呢，它是每个身体它有各具不同的特色。
And then seventhly, our resurrected body, each person will have a different characteristics.
正如人类现在的身体一样哈。
Just like our current bodies.
我们每个人的身体都彼此相似，但却又不相似。
We are similar, but we are also different.
我在这个来到教会之后，我在服侍哈。你知道我学了很多医学的名词。
So after I came to serve in the church, I learned a lot of medical terminology.
那么其实以前我也是学科学，也在制药公司做过。
So I was a science major and I also worked in a chemistry company.
但是我来到教会，我学的这个医学名词比我在以前工作学的还多。
But after I came to this church, I learned more medical technology from before.
因为弟兄姐妹有身体不舒适的啊，你都要去照料啊，我就知道这是怎么样啊。
Because when people in the church got sick, you know, I would go visit them and I kind of know what they have.
如果你知道同样年纪人，这个人身体有这个毛病，你知道哦，将来我也可能会有这个毛病。
So people in a similar age, if they have this problem, I will find out that, oh, maybe later I will have the same thing.
这就说我们的身体彼此相似，但是每个人的身体都不完全一样，我们有自己的特点。
So our bodies are similar in some way, but we are still different. We have our own special features.
所以我们将来的身体也是一样，彼此相似，但是又是可以区别开来。
So our future body will be in a similar way. We are alike in some way, but different in other ways.
那么最后一点，第七点的特点是什么？我们将来复活的身体啊，是一个荣耀的身体。
And lastly, our resurrected body will be glorious.
起初，上帝用尘土创造亚当跟夏娃。
In the beginning, God used the dust to create Adam and Eve.
他们的身体啊，本来是发光的身体。
And their bodies were glowing before.
及至他们犯罪的时候。
But after they sinned against God.
他们突然间发现自己是赤身裸体。
All of a sudden they realized that they were naked.
为什么他们会发现呢？
Why did they see that?
因为上帝的荣光在他们身上突然间消失。
Because God's glory on them have disappeared.
所以这个荣光啊，就是来自上帝的荣耀。
So this glory came from God's own glory.
我们看到啊，圣经里有记载过，摩西因为啊有40天40夜跟神在一起啊。
Bible did record that when Moses spent 40 days and night with God.
那么结果他怎么？他脸上就有神的荣光。
And then his face was covered with God's glory.
当他来见以色列人的时候，以色列人非常的害怕。
So when he went to the Israelites, they got afraid.
他没有办法要用手帕把他的脸遮上才能跟以色列人相见。
So Moses had to put a veil on his face before he goes to see the Israelites.
所以我们知道这个荣光啊是从神而来的。
So we know that this glory came from God.
我们在耶稣身上也见到了这种荣光。
We also see this light from Jesus.
大家知道耶稣在登山变相的时候，他
On the Mount of Transfiguration, we know Jesus transformed.
门徒就看到了他身上的荣光。
Disciples saw the glory shining from him.
同样，我们将来将会与上帝面对面，如同当年在伊甸园一样。
So in the same way, we will face God just like in the Garden of Eden.
就像当初上帝与亚当一样那样的亲密。
It is as close as Adam to God in the first.
所以自然我们的身体就会有上帝的荣光。
So our body will reflect the glory from God.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，如果你对你现在的身体有什么不满意的，千万不要气馁。
So my brothers and sisters, if you're unhappy with your current body right now, do not be discouraged.
因为什么？因为我们有一个更好的盼望。
Because we have a better hope.
不管你是更高啊，太高了，还是太矮了，太胖了，还是太瘦了。
Whether you feel you're too tall or too short, too overweight or underweight.
我们将来都会有一个完美的身体。
We will all have a perfect body in the future.
在这个疫情蔓延的时候啊。
So during the spread of this pandemic.
所以我们要面对很多的挑战。
We will face many challenges.
这个时候我想这个复活的盼望真是应当给我们很好的一个鼓励啊。
I think this hope of a resurrection should encourage us greatly.
美国在经历了四个星期的隔离之后啊。
So after 4 weeks of isolation in the United States.
那这个疫情终于在这个复活节的周末已经开始出现了拐点。
We can see it has come to the turning point during this Easter weekend.
弟兄姐妹，这是神的恩典。
We can see that this is a grace from God.
上帝真是一个蛮有怜悯的神。
God is a God full of mercy.
他让我们遭难的日子有限。
And he has limited the time of our affliction.
这样好让他给人类的祝福啊，不因为这场瘟疫啊而完全的中断。
So that his blessings toward people will not end because of this pandemic.
那么这个疫情蔓延世界呢是不好的事情。
We know that it's not good for the pandemic to spread around the world.
但是我们也看到一个好的消息。
But we also hear a good news.
不论这个病毒走到哪一个地方。
Wherever the pandemic goes,
那个地方的这个污染都马上降低很多。
The pollution of that place has decreased.
哎，这个地球啊比以前干净了很多。
The earth has become much cleaner.
大家全部待在家里。
Because we're all staying home.
据说有科学家专门测地震的发现这个地球啊这个震动都比以往减少了很多。
Scientists even discovered that the earth stopped shaking us much from before.
真是神借着这个病毒真是让我们应该学到很多的功课。
So God is teaching us many lessons through this virus.
愿在这个复活节的时候我们每个人都可以铭记到上帝是一个赐福的神。
So on this Resurrection Sunday, I hope that everybody will remember that God is a God of blessing.
他不是一个降灾的神。
He's not a God who sends calamities.
因为他给我们这复活的应许啊就是一个明证。
Because the promise of resurrection is a testimony.
正如圣经所说的。
Just like what the Bible says.
若有人在基督里他就是新造的人。
If any person in Christ, he is a new creation.
旧事已过都变成新的了。
All things have passed away, behold, all things are new.
复活的身体啊我们现在想要还得不到。
We cannot get our resurrected body right now.
但是复活的生命我们不需要等到我们身体复活时才可以开始。
But the life of resurrection does not have to wait until the day we see God.
我们可以从现在从今天就开始。
We can start the life of resurrection from today.
只要我们接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
As long as we take Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord.
每到复活节的时候啊大家有没有注意到都是春暖花开的时候。
Have you noticed that every time Easter comes, it's around spring and then the flowers are blooming?
如果你留意的话
If you have noticed,
你就会发现到无论是庭院路边还是旷野山坡到处已经是鲜花盛开。
You can notice that in your yard, around the street, in the mountain or hills, many flowers are blooming.
尽管外面瘟疫蔓延
Even though the pandemic is still going on,
病毒依然无法阻挡春天的脚步。
The virus cannot stop the steps of spring.
我们相信神的恩典也是一样。
And we believe God's grace is the same.
他会临到每一个愿意相信他、愿意敬拜他的人。
It will come to anyone who wants to believe and who wants to worship him.
我们相信美国 度过这场瘟疫的难关也是指日可待。
And we believe that America will soon pass this crisis of this pandemic.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us all bow and pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your grace.
何等奇妙的礼物你赐给我们。
You have given us such a wonderful, amazing gift.
你要赐给我们一个复活的身体。
You will give us a resurrected body.
那么今天我们一起来思想这样的身体有七个不同的特性。
And today we consider the seven special features of our future body.
主啊，我们知道的有限。
What we know is very limited.
但是我们相信你将来赐给的身体远远比我们现在知道的要美妙的多。
But we know the future body you will give us is much, much wonderful, better than what we have right now.
为此我们向这一切献上感谢。
And for these, we give our thanks.
我们也为我们的国家祷告。
We also pray for our country.
你让在这个复活节的期间我们经历到疫情的拐点。
We pray that you will help us experience a turning point for this pandemic on this Easter Sunday.
主啊，你怜悯这个国家。
Please have mercy on this country.
怜悯这地上所有的人。
Be merciful to all the people on this land.
愿你的恩典远远的超过这病毒的危害。
May your grace surpass all the damages caused by this virus.
也愿世上的人都可以回转来归向你。
And may all the people return and repent back to you.
我们为教会和我们每一位弟兄姐妹都带到你的面前。
We bring our brothers and sisters before you.
我们求主你保守我们平安地度过这个难关。
May you keep all of us safe and healthy through this pandemic.
也让我们怀着敬虔的心来过我们每天的生活。
And that we can live our daily life with a godly spirit.
我们盼望着主耶稣基督再来的日子。
And we hope the day of your return.
我们可以得到那复活的身体。
That we may receive this resurrected body.
我们可以每天每日都到你的面前来颂赞荣耀你。
That we may come before you each and every day to praise and glorify your name.
我们这样祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.